Classic hip hop, cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chorus. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yeah, back for another dope show. This is OMF, and I want to give a shout out and a rest in peace, John Thompson, a man that raised boys to be men, and that's another shout out to all the people. So another person to rest in peace. So we lost another soldier in God's army. So I got my brother on the line, Terry Ford. What's up, Terry Ford?
Hey, what's up, my brother? How you doing? Peace to the people.
I'm so blessed, man. So let us know who you are. Everything.
My
give
name
us
is
a background.
Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you.
My name is Terry Ford. I reside in New Iberia, Louisiana. 51-year-old black man. What else would you like to know about my brother? Trying to resurrect my community, people in my community, trying to resurrect the people in my community, things of that nature. Hello?
So I see you're very vocal on Facebook, and you're talking about the Black Lives Matter stuff. You talk about, you know, saying what's going on in the black community. And I liked a lot of the posts that you put on. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, like I said, I live out here in New Iberia, Louisiana, and it's a small community out here. You know, probably maybe like 9,000, 10,000 black people, you know what I'm saying? It's a very dangerous environment out here. I just lost a son July 29th, I just lost a son. He was shot in the back, you know, due to gun violence. And since then, I've been even before then, I was vocal about the gun violence in the community. But since then, I've been more vocal about it and trying to come with some kind of peace initiative for the community and things of this nature.
So give us a little background on how you came up and everything.
Well, I'm originally from Houston, Texas. You know, I came up from both parents in the household, mother and father both worked. My mom passed when I was incarcerated. Matter of fact, my mom passed when I was incarcerated. I was incarcerated for a crime I didn't have nothing to do with. I was innocent of a crime I was charged with. And I was incarcerated for 6.5 years, and at that time right there, that's when I changed my life around, basically, and started community help and things of this nature. But I'm originally from Houston. I used to be a straight honor roll student, basically, in school, but then I drifted off when I turned, like, 15, I drifted off and started doing other things.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep. That's a black man's struggle. You know what I'm saying? We as black men, it's time to hear our cry. That's exactly what you're talking about, the struggle and the pain. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on with you, man. I love it, man. And I like how they try to keep us from telling our story. They can't see you on Facebook and all the kind of stuff. You talk about that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they try to censor when we try to set a positive message. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Yeah. You talk about that on Facebook, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Yeah, it's like when we try to present our message to our people, it's like we be censored. You know, we go against community standards for saying certain things. But in the white community, say things they can make. You know, they can be on Facebook for 6-7 months planning how to make bombs and things of this nature, and they get free reign of anything they want to do on Facebook. But when we as black people try to resurrect our people through the language that we use to resurrect our people, we banned. Our account restricted, as we call it. In the black community, we go to Facebook jail, as we call it in the black community.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? You talk about them. But on Facebook, they allow naked pictures on there. They allow people to send naked pictures on there so your children could see. You see, that's okay for them. They got no problem doing that. You know what I'm saying? So they hypocrites, man.
Right, right. But see, the naked pictures and things to the children, that's only to continue the thing that's going on in society.
Yeah, and that's
they want that. They want that.
Yeah, you see in the videos, that's where they get it from. That's what you see in the videos. Look at the videos they have out now.
You know, in a programming for our children. See, they already got the man, the black man and woman. Now they're trying to get our children. You feel what I'm saying? Now that's what they're working on, our children now. And the thing about it, they're using some of us to get our children by us being deaf, dumb, and blind to the ways of how the way of the enemy doing things. So he uses us to harm our own children indirectly.
Yep. But anyway, we're gonna play this song by a trifecta called Enough is Enough, and then we're going to take some callers.
All right.
Not traditional, but more transitional. Lyrical warriors are here to move us forward. Ignorance brought us to prejudice. Together, they bred injustice. Injustice is not hidden to those who want to see. Injustice, we pursue our American dream.
2020, the vision is clear. Check it out, check it out. Yo, can you feel it? man, nothing can save you. These officers out here are getting braver and braver. And these killer cops went to a gun from a taser. And the youth nowadays is like Effie and Slaver. From a stray bullet, shoot to kill, they gon' pull it. Another cop exonerated, that's how they rule it. Remember Rosa Parks and how we boycotted buses. Keep our money out they pocket, will they learn how to trust us? We stood alone when no one else would band with us. Refused to kneel with cap, but now the world stands with us. What do I tell my kids when they feel the pressure? And retribution is a gun on the dresser. And too many years of feeling lesser and lesser. And enough is enough, etc., etc. Trayvon Tamir, Martin Malcolm, I'ma do. What can I say, me or my neck? Here's what I'm gonna do.
Shot. Still I see cops killing us like they won't stop. Mentally, nationally, no, not just on my block. We got our hands up, we can't breathe. However, I ain't forgot what I seen on TV, nah. Black man down on the ground calling ma, nah. I can't believe my eyes, they bleed when I cry. My vision subsides, they try to cease my kind, my race. They plot behind my back, they're too scared to say it to my face. What a disgrace. Trifactor on the case, black lives over blue. Not trying to discriminate, but they brutalize as they spread hate. Swear to God they must hate my face. I know they wanna spray it up with mace. That's okay, I'm still protesting peacefully. I promise you I won't burn down my own community.
What's true? Of course there are racists here, as there are everywhere. But overall, this is the least racist country in the history of the world. Millions of Africans want to move here. Many already have. Our last president was black. What are you talking about?
Why is that I'm cursed? Cause I'm blessed with more melanin. My civil rights are not square like Tiananmen. Some were loud against impeachment, yet silent on the mistreatment of your fellow men. Gentlemen. If I use that term loosely, when I attack your character kicks like Bruce Lee. My niece made the plot thicken, love my wicked, pointing social justice movement as motion sickness. Well, it needs a double dose of Dramamine, so drop that Ku Klux magazine of hatred from within. Your silence is compliance, matches the simple matrix of lacking ethics. You say you see no color, so then what's with the venom whenever you mention Obama? Acting oblivious to avoid the obvious unacceptable. Null and void, dare I say, Mr. Floyd.
Hey, Mama,
way of living because you are not born with dark skin. So if you are pulled over at night, you are less likely to be shot and killed than a black man. And if you are out running, you are more likely to be addressed and acknowledged as a runner and not a suspicious person. There is so much more than this simple analogy, but I urge you to do some self-education. Discomfort is often the first sign of self-growth.
Yo, yo, shout out to DJ Clue for sending that dope song, Trifecta, from rappers from Boston, Massachusetts. So shout out to them for sending that dope song. So let's take some callers. Let's take a first call.
Hey, family, this is Ann Jules calling into OMF Posse Show on Blackout Radio. What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ann Jules? You got your boy Terry Ford on the line. So what's up, Ann Jules?
I'm good. I'm good. I just checked out your latest video that you put out on the 30th of August, Terry, and I had to put sadness, and now I put care on Facebook because I care. And those words that you speak there and that you speak now are powerful, and I support you.
I really appreciate it. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, definitely. You're welcome. You're welcome, family. Oh, wow. Where do I start, man?
Just let me know how you feel.
I'm feeling good. You know, I just got to keep my joy alive because God is good and not let the haters get us down because you men here, you kings here, are very strong. And as you were speaking in that video, a lot of the strong males, you know, are being targeted out there, just like us strong females. And we got to unite and support each other, which is why I call in every Wednesday and support my family here, OMF Posse and Eddie Powell on Blackout Radio. I've been doing this since Eddie started in 2015. Changed my life, and I met so many great people. So thank you for taking the time to have me on and for, you know, everything you do for humanity.
No, it's not what I do. It's what we do.
That's right.
Exactly. It's
what
we do.
It's not
about me. It's about us. It can't just be about one person.
Say it again.
You know, but I really appreciate you having a concern for my son the way you did. It was, you know, it's a lot that's going on in our communities right now, and we got to find some kind of way to stop that. And the only way we can is to come together on some kind of solution for that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Truth spoken. And that's what it's about, you know. It's about finding solutions and lifting each other up and uniting. And I support you. I mean, your shirt says change starts with me. I think that's what it says. If we all individually do, you know, things for each other and help each other and support each other, then we all stand strong. And, you know, I also represent for the hip-hop nation worldwide, which my brother Leroy Moore and Keith Jones just started for the disabled, deaf, sick, elderly, blind, and the poor, like 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
You know, and that's a great movement that I shine on to because I'm, you know, type 1 diabetic myself. But I learned a long time ago that most of the people that are shot by police were black men that were deaf because they couldn't hear, stop, police, and they'd keep walking, minding their own business. And now they're on the pavement, you know, going to
right.
something. It's nuts. So I advocate for the Black Lives Matter in the means of, not in like a political way, but in the means of, like, I've been standing there when the police come up with me and my friends and start harassing them. And I stand in front of them and I said, no, you will not treat my family like that. You will not treat my people like that. They have rights. You have no right talking to them. Go away. You know, and they listen to me. Thank goodness. But I can't stand there and do nothing. And that's why I wake up every day. I pray to the Most High and I'm like, what can I do today? So I thank you for being here and for speaking your truth, and I support you.
I thank you for your truth. You know, there's a saying that God will not change the condition of a people until they change the condition within themselves. You understand that?
Yes, I do. I feel you wholeheartedly from my soul.
So it's a change that each individual must make. If we make a change within our, each individual make a change in the world will be a better place for each individual.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Once we change inside, then we change the world. Once we change ourselves, we change. It's reflected in the world. And I've done a lot of work on my own self, and anyone else there. You know, we we're all here for you. You know, we really are. And as OMF Posse, you said, Jules, you're really, and Jules, you're very deep. But, you know, that's because I am who I am, and I support anyone out there who's doing their thing and making, like our family here says, making noise. And I love it.
Oh,
making noise.
I so appreciate it. You said, John Lewis said, make necessary noise. You understand? Get in the fight. You know what I'm saying? Think about John Lewis. He said, get in the fight and make some noise, right? Make some
noise. Noise is good. Noise is good.
You know what I'm saying?
Noise is good. Noise is good, especially with positive noise.
Make some necessary noise. You know what I'm saying? Stand up. You know what I'm saying? Get off your knees. Stop crawling on your knees like a dog. Stand up. You know what I'm saying? You know, fight.
Yes.
Get into the fight. You know what I'm saying? That's what
together.
It is. You know what I'm saying? We gotta twist it.
Yeah, no doubt.
We gotta twist it.
We rise.
We're gonna get it untwisted though.
Like you said, right? If you see something that ain't right, you stand up and we stand up in numbers, they can't touch us. Like Hammer said, they can't touch this. If we stand up, if you say something, that's what I say. Same thing when I see something going on, I stand up and say something, and I'll be the only one.
Yep.
You have to stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. They can't say nothing when you're right, though.
Yep. True that. And once you speak out,
stand up. Stand up.
Spread
like
wildfire.
Don't be scared. Stand up.
Exactly.
A lot of people died. A lot of people got shot. A lot of people got raped. A lot of people, man, got hoses, got dogs on them. They get stood up. So what's wrong with you?
You show right about that, my brother.
That's
definitely
what time it is.
That's
you
what's up. And we rise together. And
we hip hop.
You know,
tell them.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. I got a track called Deja Vu for You with my brother, Rob the Noise, speaking of noise, Rob the Noise Temple, who was DJ for Sugar Hill Gang. He died in April, so we were planning on releasing this track anyway, and it's just very close to being released, so I look forward to honoring his spirit and Sugar Hill Gang and all, like Curtis Blow, and all the hip-hop movement, like you who started this to uplift your community and make people kings and queens and rise together. And then it got all twisted. So I represent the old school. I'm a Generation X. I represent the old school hip-hop because I've seen it myself. So shout out to all those hip-hop legends out there. And I respect everything that they started, and we continue that. And it's still alive, just because you don't see it on media or anything, but, you know, we're still alive. We're still doing it. And
I
respect anybody that holds the origin of hip-hop, that all those legends started a long time ago. So, I mean, my music that I make with my love, Ja Earthlin J of Ageless Angels, we're positive. I used to, I'm on a couple Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, and I can't support the negative. Because a lot of the affiliates and stuff, they promote a lot of whack stuff, and I can't join in that game. I'm not going to be voting for genocide by buying somebody's album if that's all they're talking about.
Right.
True. You know, so the music I make is positive, it's family friendly, it's FCC approved, we don't swear. You know, it's one way that I know that I can leave some art and uplift souls and help humanity. And that's what I do.
Right.
I take the gifts I'm given and I give them, you know, help others with it. So it's not just about me. A lot of artists are like all about their ego. And it's like, well, what does that do anybody any good? Wow, you can rap. Wow, you can sing. Wow, you know, it's like, but what does it really leave behind? You know, that's our legacy. That's as artists and as people. that's our story. That's a, that's everything. That's our soul. And I think about these things. So, yeah.
That's your book you read. Who want to read your book when you gone?
Exactly. You got that right.
What is your legacy? That's what you're talking about. What is your legacy?
That's right.
Exactly.
You're talking about the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? So all you people that are sitting up there talking about the GOAT, you know what I'm saying? Sugar
yep.
Hill
That's
Gang.
That's yourself.
You know
That's
what
yourself.
I'm saying? Curtis
the GOAT
Lowe.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right
they the GOAT. When you talk about the
yep.
GOAT, don't insult us. Really, that's what I'm saying. Don't insult us because you ain't the GOAT. Because they the GOAT. You just named the GOAT. You know, shout out
you,
to the GOAT.
That's what's wrong now. Everybody can put a GOAT. Everybody can put a GOAT in the basketball coat.
Oh, shout out to Jam Master J. They finally put them.
truth.
Yeah, they did
well,
catch them up.
I thank you so much for the moments now that I'm sharing with you, and I thank my family here on Blackout Radio. And
yeah, we got to go, though.
I want to connect to you, Terry. I'm definitely loving your music, and I want to ask you, is there a moment that you could share with the audience, the listeners, and shout out to all the callers and listeners, where you were at the, I don't know, but at your highest joy in your pathway? I mean, it might be right now. It might be shaking hands backstage with Curtis Blow. I don't know. Can you share a moment to inspire us all that you could think of that was like a pivotal point in your life?
When I start loving myself and other people.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got to go. We got a little
I used to love myself, and I used to love other people.
Excellent.
And when I started loving myself and other people, that was a changing point in my life. That was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yes, that is the revolution. Self-love, the revolution right now in this moment. That's what changes the world. And
right.
I thank you guys. I don't want to take up too much time because I know that there's a great show ahead. So I will pay adieu to you guys. Salute. You can find me on agelessangelsmusic.com and all the platforms. And shout out to everybody out there, Carlito 810, and all the radio show hosts here on Blackout Radio. Much love to you guys. You have a great night, and stay safe and be healthy.
You too, my sister. Peace.
All right, peace, y'all.
Yeah, can take another caller.
Three 318-614.
Whoa, what the business is?
It was
there.
Man, it's the homie Wildlife Jake Blood calling from Louisiana.
What's up, Jake Blood? What's going on?
Oh, chilling, man. This was a good show, good radio show. I was listening in to what the lady was saying. You know, big shout out to her. You know, she ran some real stuff, man. Woo,
yeah.
Man, she ran real stuff. You know, see, on yesterday was a bad day for us, man. For my city,
yeah.
My city is going through some hurting and pain right now. As we speak, it was a situation in Parkview in Monroe, Louisiana, to be exact, where two guys ended up dead. It was a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all over the news and stuff, you know what I'm saying? We really hit. And basically, you know, we praying for everybody, you know what I'm saying? This situation just not hidden at home. It's hidden everywhere else, you know?
Right.
We got to come up with a game plan and come together as God wanted us to do, you know? Big shout out to Eddie Powell and OMF Posse, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all put together some good stuff. Y'all got some good knowledge. Y'all sharing good knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Like what was done, as the lady said, in the old school, you know what I'm saying? See, basically, the rap industry has changed. in the mind for the music has changed the way. We got, because they're not about into, you know what I'm saying, or going through, you know what I'm saying? But ain't got time for that.
Yeah, but the thing about it, we not really hating on that music. We just don't want it in hip hop. That's my thing. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about it. It's not hip hop. That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, but I don't call that hip hop. And anybody that's promoting it ain't hip hop. That's what we talking about, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna play that on my record, on my show. You play it on your show. But like I said, I'm taking a stand. Like I said, stand up and take a stand. You know what I'm saying? We that's unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? When you have a lot of young women up there taking off their clothes and saying the P word and every word coming out their mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's a disgrace to our culture. That's a disgrace to our women. You know what I'm saying? That's a disgrace to hip hop, period. So I'm not. So we got to stand up and say no. That's unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? We not negotiating. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Take a stand. Stand up and fight. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we not gonna accept that our young women. This is what you teaching our young women. You know what I'm saying? Teaching our daughters. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's unacceptable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If we stand up, you know, just like they. Stop NWA back in the day, Two Live Crew, you know what I'm saying? They you know what I'm saying? They went to jail for doing that stuff back in the day. You ain't starting nothing again. You're biting again. I'm saying the first rule of hip-hop, don't bite. All you're doing is something that we did years ago. So don't talk about you the GOAT again. You ain't go to nothing. You ain't starting nothing. You could stole our stuff from us. We started that stuff before you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't doing nothing that's different. You know what I'm saying? Come up with something different. That's what hip-hop was, the evolution of hip-hop. Come up with something different. Stop biting off somebody else. They all sound the same as another place. That's why they whack. That's why people say they whack.
Yes,
understand
sir.
Hip-hop
yes, sir.
Before you make a song. You understand? That's what I'm saying. They don't have the knowledge of hip-hop. That's why they make that nonsense. Because the OGs didn't tell them, look who's teaching them how to do it.
That's correct. That's correct. You know what I'm saying?
We keep it real on this show. You know what I'm saying? We talk about everything because that's hip-hop. Where you think we got hip-hop from? Where you think we got the lyrics from? Our struggle and pain.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking off our clothes and wearing a wig. You know what I'm saying? That's not,
right.
That's not hip-hop.
Right.
That's what we're saying. And I'm the only one that said it, you know what I'm saying? I'm the only one
yeah.
that shows that say that, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody accept that, oh, well, that's how it is. No, that's unacceptable. Because if Martin was alive and Malcolm was alive, that stuff mm-hmm. wouldn't have been on the television because we didn't, man.
Mm-hmm.
Real, come on. When real man was alive, that's not how it would have went down.
Yes, sir. Like, man, I be telling the audience, so, man, I don't even really want to hear that. You know? Go to the back. You know? I don't really be wanting to talk.
Yeah, you go on in and out. We can't really hear you.
Oh, I say, man, you know, I be telling artists, man, I don't really be wanting to hear that because, you know what I'm saying, it's toxic to a person's ears. And, you know, I wasn't brought up like that. So I ain't gonna disrespect nobody, you know what I'm saying, or disrespect the lady, you know, Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're going in and out.
I'm out there. The sun is not just for so much.
I know it must be fine for me. I don't know what it is.
But, yeah. You there?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. So tell
me, we got hip hop live, man.
Yeah, we're keeping hip hop alive. So tell us where we can find you and everything before you go.
Oh, yeah, man. It's the homie Wildlife J Blood, man. You can check me out, you know what I'm saying? You can Google me, Wildlife J Blood, WILDLYFE, space, J-BLOOD. You can check me out on SoundCloud, Wildlife J Blood. You can check me out on Spotify, Wildlife J Blood. You can check me out on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/JBloodMacadone. You know, I'm everywhere, you know. Just check me out, you know what I'm saying? Lay around here, check me out. Shout out to my dogs, you know what I'm saying, from Outlaws, you know. I put in work for them. Shout out to Black Wall Street, put in work for them. You know, shout out to Savage Life Entertainment, Badass Entertainment, Trill Entertainment. Put in a lot of work for a lot of these artists and labels all over the world.
All right, Jay Blood, holler at me. We holler on Facebook. And send me some of your hits, some of your MP3. You know, you already got my information anyway. Send it to my Gmail, and we play your music.
No doubt, no doubt. I'll do that, man. Appreciate y'all having me on the show.
All right, thanks for supporting the show, man.
All right. Anytime, man.
All right. Take another caller.
757-236.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? What's up? Who's going
on? This is LeVar from Baltimore. One half of Royal Crest Takeover Radio Show.
What's up? What's up, man? You got my boy Terry Ford on the line.
Now, what's going on, Terry Ford?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Not much in yourself. Is this a famous Terry Porter or a different Terry Porter?
I couldn't hear you.
I said, this is a basketball player Terry Porter or a different Terry Porter?
No, it's a different Terry Ford.
Okay. What's going on? How you doing today?
I'm all right. But if anything you want to ask the basketball Terry Ford, you ask me. I probably can answer it.
Okay. That's what's up. What do you do, basically, if I may ask? I'm kind of late to the party.
I'm out here in New Iberia, Louisiana. I'm an activist for the black community.
Okay. So what you think about the movement, since you're talking about sports anyway, about the movement that the NBA did for the brother that passed away, I mean, got shot 7 times. What do you think about that?
That was a very monumental move. But me personally speaking, I think they should have stuck with it. I don't think they should have went back to play basketball.
No. But how would it? Well, how?
Oh.
And, I got a question.
Oh.
I think. Hello.
I'm still here, my brother.
Oh no, I see somebody saying. Oh, I thought you had a comment. Somebody said. And my, I think they should have. They should have stayed. But then again, they should continue playing. Because if they continue playing, do you see more of them united instead of them being divided? Because now everybody go home. What stance does that make if they go home? You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes once they go home, they're going to go back to their family.
You know what? Right?
So it's kind of hard right now, especially with the COVID-19. I can see if we didn't have COVID-19, yeah, I'd tell them to stay home. But seeing that we have COVID-19, I say sports and then what they're going to the jerseys, them talking, all that other stuff, then, yeah, even though the people, powers that be, are still getting paid for them even being on the court, I think it's more stronger than being united that way.
They went back for the money. They sold out for the money.
That's what I was about to say.
You know, they sold out for the money. That's what happened. Let me tell you what happened.
Some of them, but if you make a stand, what are they going to do afterwards? When they made that stand the first time, what's the second step they do?
They sold out for the money. That's what happened. I don't think some of them don't. They sold out for the money because, just like Terry, the thing you got to look at, the person who they allowed to talk to persuade them
to go back to work or to go back to playing basketball was an individual that did not take no political stand. He was in the arena playing basketball. Michael Jordan would not stand for anything when he was in the, playing basketball. So why would they allow him to talk for them? They only allowed Michael Jordan to talk for them because he was a black man. And they only listened to him because of who he was. Michael Jordan didn't speak to them players. Michael Jordan speaks to them players from a perspective of concern of a black perspective. He spoke from concern of a money perspective, concerned about his money. He didn't care about what's going on in the black community because he did. He cared way before 2020. It was going on 1994.
But I mean, it's different. I don't know all the points. I want to express my opinion. I think if you said he spoke for him, yeah, you're right about that. He has no right to do it. I mean, I support him with his tennis shoes. I wear his tennis shoes faithfully because I like the style of how he feels. That's my belief. I don't believe everything Michael Jordan stands for. But LeBron has a bigger picture than overall. So at the end of the day, they could have listened to LeBron. LeBron could have a bigger outlook, in my opinion, as far as activist or
I agree with you 100%. He did, my brother. LeBron had a big say-so. But you want me to tell you who had a bigger say-so over LeBron? Jordan had a bigger say-so over LeBron.
Yeah, Chris Paul, he too.
LeBron had a big say-so.
Right, man. Chris Paul does too. I mean, Chris Paul basically runs over the players' union. So, I mean, Chris Paul has a lot of things to say-so. That's LeBron's right-hand man, but he has a power voice in LeBron. So it's like Michael Jordan, I agree 100%. He don't have nothing to say, but in my opinion, I agree with you on that opinion. You have the same opinion about that.
Let me explain to Chris Paul's position is more on a level of getting these people their equal pay and things of that nature. That's his position as being over LeBron. He don't have a bigger position over LeBron as far as with the players. You feel what I'm saying? Chris Paul's type of person, when you ain't getting treated right as far as your money and things of that nature. Rules and regulations.
Right, of course.
You feel what I'm saying? But as far as having a voice with the people, Chris Paul's voice ain't more powerful than LeBron with the people on the basketball court.
Okay.
LeBron got the more powerful voice it is right now as far as in sports. That's all the sports right now, basically.
Yeah.
He's the only one besides Cap, really, that's really vocal on what's going on in the black community for his own sports scene. Besides Kaepernick, he not really vocal no more because they really didn't blackball him.
He kind of got himself like that. He was on some stuff, too.
He did what?
I mean, we don't have much time. I'll rather talk to you off our air. I'll get the information later. But the thing I'm saying is Kaepernick, he does a lot of double standards, some stuff, too. They set him up for a lot of areas, too. But the double standard I see when wearing T-shirts and saying what he said about Ray Lewis. Certain things you can't say. If you're trying to fight for your job, he wasn't a good quarterback for one. I don't care what nobody said. He wasn't the greatest quarterback ever of all time. He's not even my top 35 best quarterbacks. So
for
anybody think he considered to have a job back, no. He lost in the Super Bowl.
He was 20 and 31
when he was playing. He's not a great quarterback.
Want me to tell you why he should have had his job back? Because a simple fact, you had over 25 quarterbacks in the league and ain't never even been to the first round of a playoff game.
He took his team to the Super Bowl.
That man only out of a job because of one reason. Because he knew.
He lost two quarterbacks, beat him out of the job before he got kicked out the league.
How many people beat the quarterback out for the Jaguars? He still had a job.
Blaine Gabbert took his job when he was a 49. He took his job.
listen, my bro, it's a bunch of quarterbacks that somebody beat them out, but they were still a second or third string quarterback on somebody's team. They would not allow this brother to be a second or third string quarterback on somebody else's team.
He didn't want to accept it.
Why would he accept some on somebody else's terms? Why? Why would you
accept
it? Would you come work for me? Would you come work with me? I tell you, I have to wear pink tennis shoes every day. Pink tennis shoes,
pink
purple bow tie. Would you come work for me?
I mean, my uniform.
And you the only one.
Black.
You the only one got to do that.
At the end of the day, it's your
yeah,
job. You work
yeah,
with it. So
yeah,
listen
yeah,
to me.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
certain things
yeah,
you
yeah.
listen to me. It's certain
yeah,
things
yeah.
that people allow you to do, and certain things you don't allow. If I'm working a job,
no, that's wrong. It ain't no certain thing. It's certain things people allow you to do. You don't.
It
no,
is.
No, that's wrong,
right,
brother.
When you see, huh?
You are a man.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
are a man.
Yeah,
ain't no such
yeah.
thing. It's certain things people allow you to do.
They are because we worked before, right? You worked before somebody, right?
Yeah, but this is what you're saying, though, my brother. This
listen
is the word
you
use.
Have you ever worked with
allow.
A brother? That's my question.
Listen, my brother.
Allow
is a strong
right?
word to use. Listen, my brother. Allow is a strong word to use. Allow. Like you're a kid. That man ain't no kid. You allow kids
job, right?
to do things. You don't allow a man to do nothing. What you mean allow?
You have rules and regulations.
You allow
you
kids to do
it.
Things,
you work
my brother.
You work for the National Football League. We already know what it is.
I don't care who you
he
work
signs,
for. You allow kids to do things. You don't allow a man to do
nothing. He signs on the dotted line. He has to follow their rules. That's all I'm saying to you. If it's right or wrong, he signed up for that.
You're using, though, my brother.
I get that. I get that 100%. But certain
so
things
can
he
signed up. Can you use another word besides allow?
He was privileged. Privileged? What do you want? Privilege, what? Obtained? He was given
yeah,
a gift? Yo. What? I mean, he's not
which
a good quarterback.
Let's say it's responsibility or something. It was a responsibility to go out there and perform the way they assigned him to perform. Let's not say allow, because allow something to do. You allow children to do things. Boy, you allow them to go out there and play in their yard.
Right.
Yeah, we got
he's in the NFL for a reason, right?
Yeah,
before he started talking, before he was doing what he was doing, he was
yeah,
giving like, someone gave him.
On.
They drafted him, they gave him the field. He lost his job. Then the activists came about it, and all the other stuff came about. Him.
All right,
yeah,
can I ask you one question?
What's up?
Can I ask you one question?
Yes, sir.
Do you think he would have been out of the league if he would have never kneeled? Answer me. Do you think he would have been out of the league if he would have never kneeled?
There's players in the league that's still kneeling today.
I say him, because he was a spearhead of it.
Hello,
do you actually believe that if he? I'm just
Hello.
Saying, if he would have never kneeled, let me ask you this here: if he would have never kneeled with his game, with his throwing game, and his repertoire he has as a quarterback, do you honestly believe that he would not be in the league right now today? Answer that question for me, my brother.
He would not be in the
Hello.
League. He's 20 and 30 in the league.
Yo.
He's
not,
20
you're not
and 30.
What I'm saying, regardless of what his record is, you have people that record way worse than his that have a job right now in the league, that's starting in the league.
Who?
So we're not going to debate, because you know yourself, but when Kaepernick was going through this here, bro, it was way more quarterback that had worse record than his brother did, but they still had jaws, my brother. Come on now, let's not be naive
to
the fact.
No, I'm not naive to the fact. I agree with you in some point of view, but we don't have enough time on the air.
So we know that the only reason why this brother was out of a job, basically, the only reason why his work ethic even came up is because of him kneeling. That's the only why this even came up. It's because of him kneeling. If that brother would have never kneeled, it would never be nothing about his work ethic, about his record, nothing like that, my brother. Only why his work ethic came up because of him kneeling.
I'm speaking on my point of view. The league, they're going to do what they want to do. They know what they got rid of him.
Hello.
So you think they got rid of him because
right, okay.
he was a bad
that's
quarterback?
Fine,
that's
fine. Fine. All right, sorry about that. All right.
All right.
We're talking another time. I'm sorry, boy. Nice talking to you, bro.
You right, my brother.
Right,
you can do this discussion a little bit longer.
No, we can. We can. I'll talk to you another time. I appreciate it.
All right. Hello?
Yeah.
What's up, my brother?
646. 673.
Yeah, what's up, OMMF? This is Sean Felder, S6 Energy Drinks, man. How y'all doing today, man?
What's up, John? What's going on?
Oh, man, y'all had a great debate, man. I was hearing it, boy. Y'all was going in, boy. I was liking that, man.
It be like that sometimes. Long as the debate is respectful, we all good, huh?
Right. I heard shows when people curse people out, and it's unnecessary, man. We could all debate. It's how you debate. You know what I'm saying? It's how you
there
talk
you go,
and how
my
you
brother.
Debate. Yeah, yeah. I just want to say two quick things. You know, I got a 5-year anniversary. Me and my friend from St. Louis, Miss BTV. We celebrating our 5-year anniversary YouTube video called Miss BTV Interview Sean Felder. We done it on September 2nd, 2015, and today is the 5-year anniversary. Just want to salute her. We had a good shout out this morning. I posted on social media. Check it out again on YouTube with Sean Felder, Essex Promotions. It's VTV Interview Sean Felder. It was a historic video 5 years ago. It's over 61,000 views. Do check it out. So shout out to her and her staff in St. Louis. We may do a part two. We'll keep y'all posted. You know what I mean?
Already.
Yeah. Now,
so tell us about that lawsuit you got.
Oh, yeah. The U.S. Open. Like I was telling my man, OMF, man, yo, man, you know, like, we blacks got to get on these power people like the USTA. Right now, OMF, got my lawyer, Michael Martin, for the U.S. Court of Appeals. We got a brief on September 2nd. And, you know, the USTA been doing all this crap for years, discriminating me and other black men. I was telling OMF, there's an NYPD cop by the name of Tan Shepard. He was called a nigger by a black female. And a Tony Evans. Nasty name. Y'all that up. So you got three black men suing the USTA. So these black leaders are what they're supposed to be doing. I don't understand our black leadership, man, but we got to step up, go after sponsors. I already wrote to the sponsors. I wrote to a couple people to a responding. Job put pressure on that CEO clown. His name is Michael Dowse. If you guys want to know about my lawsuit, go on social media, Felder versus United States Tennis Association. If you're upset and see what you see, how they mistreated me and other black men, you got to go to call the USTA. You got to call them up and go right to these guys. You know what I'm saying? I can website. I can go to www.unitedstatesassociation.com. Express your outrage and stuff. We got to try to reach out to Serena Williams, Sloane Stephens, Nokia Sokol, all them black players. Let them know they should not be playing, because why are you supporting a racist organization that oppresses black people? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's
because economic and political pressure would take down corporations. They've done it before, and it can happen again. I'm going to give y'all the address, United States Tennis Association, 70 Red Oak Lane, White Plains, New York, 10604. Again, the address, the USTA corporate office, 70 Red West Red Oak Lane, White Plains, New York, 10604. I write to this clown CEO, Michael Dowse. Express your outrage. Y'all can write. Get your fans to write. Express your outrage of racial oppression at a $750 million revenue. See, I've been working there 8 years. I know how they operate. You know what I mean? I'm going to give y'all some numbers to call. You can call. Express your outrage, all right? Here's a number to call the corporate office, 914-696-7000. 914-696-7000. You can call the USTA National Tennis Center in Flushing, New York. You can call customer service, 718-760-6200. Again, customer service, 718-760-6200. So that's for your fans, okay? Call and express outrage also, right? You know what I mean? Unacceptable.
Right.
Unacceptable. Well, hey, can I say a real quick thing about the Michael Jordan situation with the bubble real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all got to remember, back in the days, Michael Jordan did not speak on social issues when he played for the Bulls. I was there back
That's
then.
Right.
He was busy about his brand. Anything Michael asked about social issues, he said no comment. Y'all remember, he was with the Big Willies with Nike. He was all about his brand. And you remember when
right.
Craig Hodges wanted him to come to the to speak to the black community about the killing. Michael did not want to do that. Craig Hodges called him names, stuff. I saw that Craig Hodges interview on YouTube. Michael was about his brand. And I do
remember him and Magic.
Right. They're only about their brand. I think something happened. One of the black men got killed. Michael started slowly speaking out because he felt he had enough money to do what he wants to do. So y'all got to understand that. You know what I'm saying? And then he started slowly speaking out again about another social issue. I think it was against, I think it was one of the guys who got killed. But anyway, Michael then was about his brand, him and Magic. So y'all got to understand that. There's certain things certain players can't say to mess up their brand. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, but that's true. Yeah. The thing is, but let's not say certain things. Let's say they brand is more important than their people.
Didn't I say that's why they went back and played basketball? That's what I said.
All about
they went
the money.
Back for the money. That's what they
all
do.
About
they,
the money.
They put that money in their face and they sell out. That's what I'm saying. LeBron was the one that said, let's not play basketball.
That's right, LeBron. LeBron just said that.
The one that said, don't play no basketball. Doc Rivers said they didn't want to play no more basketball. They all came back for the money. That's why they came back and played. Because, like you said, it was the black folks that run basketball. That's the representatives for them. Told them to go back because they would lose a lot of money. That's what I said, that they was going to lose the money. They sent Michael Jordan in, which is a
black man.
So he don't play basketball no more, so he about money. He always been about money. He was a suck. He
of
said,
course.
Be like Mike. A lot of people bought these sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Be like Mike. Got them pumps. Like, fly like Mike. You know what I'm saying? He stole all them dunks from Dr. J. You know what I'm saying? That dunk.
Oh, yeah, Dr. J's the originator.
You know
Dr. J is
that
the originator.
Dr. J's famous move.
The originator.
So he ain't saw nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that movie with Spike Lee, that was Dr. J's move from the top of the key. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you remember that movie? The Fish That Ate Pittsburgh. Check out that movie on social media. The Fish That Ate Pittsburgh. Julius Erving was in that movie.
Yeah,
I remember that. The Fish That Ate Pittsburgh.
So we got to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we got to go, though. But we're going to
thank you guys for having me on,
though.
Man. Yeah.
You know, my brother.
Don't support the USTA, y'all. They're racist at the U.S. Open. We need to get Serena and them to walk off the court. Look that up. Felder versus USTA.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day, man.
You too, brother.
Peace.
All right, now.
You put it down. Yeah, thanks, Sean. We going to holler at you. Keep hollering at me. Yep.
What's up, my brother?
Who's this? Where you calling from? Yo.
Steve, you're back live on my.
Oh, so we're back with Terry Ford. Now tell me where we can find you before we go off the air. And I thank you for calling, supporting the show.
Are you trying to leave, my brother?
Yeah.
My name is Terry Ford. You can find me on Facebook, Terry Ford. I'll be on it all the time. Just check me out. You know, I don't have no YouTube page yet. I'm going to try to get me a YouTube page. I'm really kind of naive to the computer thing, like, you know, the pages and things like that. All I know about is Facebook, really. But you can find me on Facebook, Terry Ford. TerryFord.
All right, my brother, thank you for calling and supporting the show, and I'll talk to you on Facebook. We're going to get into this activism. We're going to start this movement, man, keep the movement alive. But thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Thanks for having me, my brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, my brother. This is OMF, and I'll talk to you next week, September 9th, same time, same station. Talk to you next week, September.
All right, my brother, please.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front.
hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, sold out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the